In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Apostles, Saint Joseph, Saint Matthew, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate Saint Matthew the Apostle, probably especially during this year of mercy, probably the one that really stands out as one who has received really a special grace, a special mercy from the Lord, in that of the apostles, he seems to kind of have this one who has a notorious past, because tax collectors in the time of our Lord were considered to be really at the bottom of the respectability level of society. They were not at all loved by the Jews, especially because with tax collectors, and even today, you know, as I told you, tax collectors are not even loved today. I was surprised, as I had mentioned to you before, with the audience with the Pope. You know, they announced all these special groups that were in attendance for the audience, you know, different parishes, and everyone got a cheer from the crowd. And then they said, un gruppo di guardia finanza, a group of the guardians of finance. They were the custom or the tax collectors of Italy, and everyone went, boo. Even the Pope had to laugh when they booed the tax, the IRS of Italy. But so they've never had a good reputation. They've never have really been loved by the people, but they also in his day were very ruthless and also extorted money from the people, because they, you know, one for the government, two for me kind of mentality that they had. And so when our Lord saw Matthew and he said, come follow me, really was a God's mercy being shown to one who would be one of his apostles, one of his foundation stones. And he would send Matthew out to proclaim the message of God's love and mercy, because Matthew had received that grace in abundance. Of course, all the apostles were men who God called, and they were sent out to give this message. But St. Matthew, in his gospel especially, you know, he's always mindful of this reconciliation of sinners and the importance of repentance, because he himself experienced this grace in the most profound way. But he did come and follow our Lord. He left everything. And that passage means that he not only left his occupation and his wealth, but he left that life of sin. And he was not one who was, you know, lingering with that. He made a complete break with that. And yet we know that our Lord used that opportunity of his past as a tax collector and being associated with people and maybe of a lesser moral quality, used it as an opportunity to attract these sinners to himself when he came to Matthew's house and dined with him. For our Lord wanted, and that's really the whole point of our Lord's message, is he wants to reach out, as he says, to those who are in need of the physician. And that is, of course, the mission of the church, is the salvation of souls. The greatest medicine that everyone needs is the grace of God to save their souls. For the greatest sickness that we have incurred because of original sin is the loss of God's grace. And that is the mission of the apostles. And that is why Our Lady is the Queen of Apostles, because before even any of the apostles were called and sent on mission, Our Lady was the one who was sent before everyone else. She was sent when she heard that her cousin Elizabeth was in need and she had received Christ into her womb. She went out, began her mission of bringing God's salvation and his good news, his redeeming grace, to Elizabeth and her son John the Baptist. And that is what the apostles of every age should do. The bishops of the church should be the first and promoters of God's mercy, the message of salvation. And that all of us, though, are little apostles in the sense that at baptism we were all sent. We all participate in the mission of the church because of our baptism. We don't have to have a special proclamation made or a special commissioning given to us that sets us aside to be a missionary. By the fact that we have been baptized, we are already, you might say, enrolled into the missionary activity of the church. And we have a duty to do that. It's part of our job description as a Christian, as a follower of Christ. And that's probably one thing that we have probably failed as a group to do, because why has evil triumphed so much in our world today? It could be to some degree to the lack of those who have been called to be his missionaries in failing to proclaim that message. And so we need to look at ourselves and once again, you know, do our part to live out our baptismal grace, to be missionaries and wherever we're sent. You know, when we go out from this Mass today, we're going to hear, Ite Missa Est, go, the Mass is. And to go out to all the world to bring this good news, this redeeming love that we have received at Holy Communion, but also that we are therefore to bring the Mass out into the world. Because we are the ones who are to be his missionaries and to give that message to those we meet. If everybody were to see that as really the part and take it seriously, that they're to be the missionaries of God and to be his apostles, to go out and proclaim the good news, then I think we would see a change in the world in a very profound way. Because obviously, we're going to preach the message to people who don't want to hear it. And of course, our Lord told his apostles, shake the dust from your feet and go on. But we need to just continue to live that out every day with the help of Our Lady, who shows us how to do that with her motherly love and with her great zeal for the Lord and his holy will. Our Lady will be the one to guide and direct us, especially those of us who have consecrated ourselves to her. You know, she takes a great interest in helping us to achieve that end. So let us have confidence in Our Lady as we go out to proclaim the good news and the message of mercy, that God has come for those who are in need of the physician. For those who are sick, we're like medics of mercy when we go out. You know, we're out there to bring the message of God's healing love to so many people who are wounded by sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.